I have been a stranger in a strange land. Exodus 2:22.
Strange times.
An ancient Buddha said, "For the time being, stand on top of the highest peak. For the time being, proceed along the bottom of the deepest ocean. For the time being, 3 heads and 8 arms. For the time being, an 8 or 16 foot body. For the time being, a staff or whisk. For the time being, a pillar or lantern."
Vienna, more than any place that I've been, has so many layers of time coexisting. You have, right in the first district, these visible Roman remains exposed, and, you know, this Roman history of the city. And then you have traces, very visible traces, of the Habsburg Empire and kind of maybe the splendor of Vienna pre-World War I. Such creative music and literature in the cafes. You have all these different layers of time. You have the sounds of footsteps of the horses. You have Freud. You have all these men dressed in kind of robes that are taking you to a Mozart performance, so they look a little bit like Mozart, and they stand around and they check their cell phones.
The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way-seeking mind arises in this moment. A way-seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus the self, setting itself out in array, sees itself. This is the understanding that the self is time.
At what point did you live around here?
Well,
so did you live in one place?
No, we lived in several places.
You know, because Austria had a prime minister, woman prime minister, 3 years ago.
Really?
That's where I danced for the first time.
My father and my aunt brought me 5 o'clock tea.
And then you have the present moment, which is full of, certainly hard to distill everything happening here, you know, a kind of gemütlich, a kind of like art of living. So many areas around the city, as it gets dark, these Christmas-marked huts have emerged, pop up all over the city. People gather outside, standing around tables, drinking their warm wine that come from these huts, Glühwein, and they stand and they talk. And it's really very wonderful to be outside in the cold-ish weather with other people drinking hot wine. It's a beautiful way of being, and there's a lot of ease in this city, and at the same time I hear how incredibly racist it is for recent arrivals, a deeply ingrained racism here.
What can be learned from time?
This understanding that the self is time. Know that in this way,
entire
world
has a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way-seeking mind arises in this moment. A way-seeking moment arises in this mind. This is the understanding that the self is time.
My favorite writing about time is by the 13th century Zen master Dogen. Just surreal language. I mean, it really is like very avant-garde, and it was written in 1200s in Japan. Totally avant-garde language that is not graspable by a logical mind, but you really have to step into it and become the language. And I think that's a really beautiful practice for how to be in time and with time. I'll try and put words to this, but I think there's something about Dogen's writings that give me permission to be in multiple, to realize that the past is the present. It's not separate. And that if I'm in time, I am in multiple time zones. They all become one. So I don't have to think of this as competing or multiple layers. It really is all one layer.
This area must have been damaged too, because these are all new buildings.
Right. Do you think that's it?
I'm quite sure.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like in my subconscious.
Yeah, it just feels right.
I bet you anything. Because I remember the and
wow.
It was all gray.
It was back then it was gray?
Yeah, it was
the same color as that there.
They were not.
My body, your body, goes through time, and then that wonderful silky feeling, translucent shimmer of old skin, an old face, new freckles emerge, spots. So there's something linear about time, although Dogen even questions that. And maybe it's not so clear-cut that we are marching through time. Where I live, the peach tree starts to blossom in April or May. Beautiful, beautiful trees and flowers. But Dogen says maybe it's actually the blossoming of the tree that causes spring. Maybe it's the roughening of my face's skin that causes time. Who knows what causes what? And I think it's really wonderful to, we don't know everything about time.
Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth. And yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth, and yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being, are both time. Each moment is all being. It is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. Strange time. What is a strange time? I would say strange time is actually real time, and it's the simultaneous experience of many moments of time. Strange, strange time, strange times. What is it about this time that is strange? Maybe in a sense, this time really isn't very strange. It's very typical.
I don't even know how to wrap my head around all of time. Time goes in many directions, don't you think? And I feel like time is like this really huge canopy. It's everything, and nothing is excluded. Yesterday's time and today's time do not go away. Three heads and eight arms move forward as your time being. It looks as if they are far away, but they are here and now. The 8 or 16 foot body moves forward as your time being. It looks as if it is nearby, but it is exactly here. Thus, a pine tree is time, bamboo is time.
And then there were these others that were really like proto-Nazis and a whole bunch of, they actually were anti-Semitic and they were called brown shirts, I don't know, something like that, and they hated each other. And
the time being has the quality of flowing. So-called today flows into tomorrow. Today flows into yesterday. Yesterday flows into today. And today flows into today. Tomorrow flows into tomorrow, because flowing is a quality.
I'm surrounded by photos of my family, going back to my grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, parents, and my brother, all of whom have some connection to Vienna.
And not understand that time never arrives. Although understanding itself is time, understanding does not depend on its own arrival. People only see
and of course they are,
going,
this second generation is personally affected very, very strongly, as you are also, yeah, because there's a lot of sadness there also to be transformed.
The multiple sounds, the layers of sounds, sound waves, and this ever-present and ever-expanding electromagnetic canopy. This ever-expanding canopy, this ever-expanding canopy is radio and is time. It's like a really big huppah that you can get married under. It's like a really big huppah, the house of time. I saw the lightning bolt.